It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We explore new voices of democratic socialism in the state legislature and how it speaks to Wisconsin politics today. The formation of a socialist caucus is the first to reach the legislature in over 90 years. Call in with questions and comments about socialist representation in state politics. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Darren Madison represents the 10th Assembly District covering northern Milwaukee neighborhoods Glendale and Shorewood. Representative Madison, welcome to the Ideas Network.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. And Ryan Clancy represents the 19th Assembly District, downtown and Shoreline Milwaukee neighborhoods. Representative Clancy, welcome.
Thank you so much, Kate. Pleasure to be here.
Well, let's start with the why. Why have you campaigned and defined yourself politically as a democratic socialist? I want to ask you both, and Representative Clancy, you first.
Thanks so much. Yeah, no, I think especially coming off of a pandemic where folks' basic needs were often left unmet, we are seeing a resurgence of socialism and socialist policies really all across the United States. And I am honored to serve with Rep. Madison. Prior to this, and actually during this, I was able to bring some really wildly popular socialist policies to the county board here in Milwaukee. And I'm looking forward to expanding that into the state.
One in particular had legs there at the county level.
Yeah, so we were able to pass something called the Right to Counsel, so that right now in Milwaukee County, if you meet the income requirements and you're facing eviction, you will be provided an attorney. And that's kept thousands of people in their homes. It hopefully will continue to keep thousands of people in their homes even after the pandemic is in our rearview mirror. We passed paid parental leave, and both of these policies are incredibly popular and really making a significant impact to working households in Milwaukee. We'd love to see those same things across the state.
Representative Darren Madison, what's in the why for you?
Yeah, in general, let me start with why I ran in general. I ran because I, you know, wanted to honor the legacy of the 10th District and its amazing leaders who have always put people first. Running as an open democratic socialist, I ran under that ideology because I believe in putting the working class first, fighting for unions, and fighting for a worker-controlled democracy in the economy.
How do you see democratic socialism in the neighborhoods you represent, Representative Madison?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have a portion of River West. I see it in the cooperatives that have come up on the north side of my district. I see it in the ways in which communities and neighborhood groups have come together to build models that ensure that residents are supported by each other, right? If we are implementing models of cooperative economics, which is rooted in, a model rooted in Black history, that's how I see socialism being applied in my community. And as I've talked to more residents during my time running for my seat, they remember Milwaukee socialist history. And they're looking forward to seeing how it applies under our leadership in the state assembly.
And we're going to talk further about that history in Milwaukee in a moment. But I want to turn to you, Representative Clancy. When we think about grassroots neighborhood efforts, cooperative economics, as Representative Madison put it, can socialism function and thrive in a capitalistic society, or I'm going to quote, Senator Bernie Sanders here, an uber capitalist system?
Absolutely. And what that looks like initially, especially, is harm reduction, right? So if you take something like the Right to Counsel, which provides attorneys for folks facing eviction, that is only necessary because in this larger society, we don't look at housing as a basic human right, and we should. And I think looking at how we meet people's basic needs and prioritizing those first really has a lot of effects on you know, everything from crime, which is something that a lot of folks want to talk about these days, to you know, to the economy more generally. And that's something that, that we as a larger society haven't gotten right yet. But we don't need to look far. We don't need to look to other countries, their implementation of socialism and socialist policy. We have socialist policies right here in Milwaukee. Like I said, they are both popular and they have data to support how effective they are. As it turns out, if you work on the front end to make sure that somebody doesn't experience homelessness and that they have advocacy during, you know, one of the most difficult parts of their life facing an eviction, then you don't have to spend those dollars on the back end trying to, you know, get them into temporary housing and shelter when they lose their home. So it's not only the right thing to do, but it also makes, you know, real economic sense.
We're talking about state politics with newly elected members of the legislature's Socialist Caucus. That was Ryan Clancy there, and we have Representative Darren Madison from Milwaukee as well. You can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Your questions about state politics with socialism in mind. Let's turn to you, Representative Madison, and, you know, we've been hearing a bit from Representative Clancy about, you know, homelessness and sheltering and keeping people from not being evicted. What are your top priorities in the assembly?
Yeah, absolutely. My biggest priority is fighting on behalf of opportunity youth. Young people between the ages of 16 and 24 that are out of school and out of work. We have over 100,000 of these young people in the state of Wisconsin. Those are young people who are in our foster care system, young people in our juvenile justice system, young people who have been pushed out of schools, and young people in their early adulthood who cannot find work. So as it relates to the committees that I'm on, you know, criminal justice and public safety, workforce development, children's and families, and corrections, I have a unique opportunity to put forward policies that ensure that we are thinking about those young people and we're ensuring that they have the ability to thrive.
How are they falling through the cracks now in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so, you know, I think about young people who have some amazing experience through some work that they've been able to accomplish, but sometimes they can't get positions because they don't have college degrees. So looking at some job requirements, right, that we have in the public sector as well as other opportunities, also thinking about ways in which we can ensure that young people are receiving adequate training and opportunities to build their skill sets, right? I think of programs that are currently doing that, like IC Stars, which is creating pathways for young people in technology. I think about our apprenticeship programs that are happening throughout the state that are creating more opportunities for young people to access union fair-paid jobs, you know, fair-paying jobs. And then I think, you know, more specifically, black and brown neighborhoods where you have more programs looking at how to holistically approach ensuring young people are developing the skills that they need to not only the soft skills that they not only need to be able to live thriving lives, but also, those workforce development skills as well.
Mm-hmm. Milwaukee Democratic State Representatives Darren Madison there and Ryan Clancy, the legislature's newly formed Socialist Caucus, and what they have in mind. Be part of this conversation by calling with your questions or your comments on socialism. Share your memories of what it was like in Wisconsin's past. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A pair of assembly members formed a socialist caucus that's been dormant since the 1930s, and we explore how they plan to spread their platform, grow their caucus, call in about socialism, past and present, and what it means for Wisconsin politics today. 800-642-1234. Email your questions to ideas@WPR.org. Democratic Representatives Darren Madison and Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee, stay with us. I'm going to turn now to that history grounded in Milwaukee, home to one of the most prominent socialist movements in history in our country. And let's hear some tape of Frank Zeidler, the former Milwaukee mayor, city's third socialist mayor, led was the last socialist candidate to be elected mayor of a large American city. And here he is addressing the Green Party National Convention rally in 2004.
When you see the decent housing, particularly public housing units that were built under the socialist administration with environment particularly in mind and social justice in mind, you can know that you are in a comfortable environment.
Lingering on those words there, Representative Clancy, what impact has Zeidler had in your foray into politics?
Yeah, I mean, you know, coming from Milwaukee, you can't drive over a bridge or go through a park without being reminded of our socialist history. And they got some things very right. I mean, is that emphasis on really unsexy socialism? It was the sewers, right? They were called pejoratively sewer socialists, and then worked to reclaim that language and saying, yes, like people want, you know, significant investments in that sort of infrastructure that keeps things working. They were really great on public health, which in 2023 is probably newly relevant. And one of the things I think that we can build on and do better on is equity. So you actually heard Zeidler there talking about public housing and making that an issue. And that was one of the things that they got right as well. And in fact, they faced a lot of criticism in their time for integration, because that was one of the effects of public housing. But we can do better. And I am so thrilled that I'm, you know, serving alongside Wisconsin's first black socialist elected. And that is a really big deal. And I'm honored to be serving alongside him.
Representative Madison, what does this history mean to you?
Yeah, similar to Ryan, you know, our socialist history feeds into an expectation that we invest in public infrastructure, right? Zeidler, you know, purchased one of the city's first garbage trucks. He built new fire stations. He, you know, supported, you know, roads infrastructure. But he also, you know, like you know, the interview said, he also supported public housing, right? All of these things have had benefits to all communities throughout the city of Milwaukee and Wisconsin to an extent, right? And we need to ensure that we're still making investments in public infrastructure, right? Sometimes as I look at the history after socialism, we failed a few times as it relates to bold investments in public infrastructure, and we need to be able to do that effectively, so folks can have the resources that they need to thrive.
Local governments are struggling to find that funding in order to keep those services running, to keep those services functioning, and we've seen some Democratic and Republican bipartisanship on shared revenue, sending more state funds back to local governments. Representative Clancy, as you look at what is being proposed in the legislature and by Governor Evers, whose budget would devote 20% of our state sales tax to funding shared revenue, what comes to mind? What do you think? What do you support?
Yeah, and I think we have more reason than ever to be really optimistic about the idea of shared revenue. I think finally, at long last, folks from both sides of the aisle can look around and say, no, we have seen our local governments at the county and municipal level being starved of resources. And in fact, one of the reasons that we may see some actual change on that this session is that the vast majority of new electeds are coming from that local government background. And we've seen what it looks like to starve a local government of resources. And that's really where a lot of the, you know, the most vital infrastructure and the services that are most visible to folks happens. You know, that's the libraries, that's transit, that's parks. And we haven't seen yet the investments that we need over the years. I am really hopeful that we can finally make some headway there. I think the battleground is going to be where those dollars are spent, and that if local municipalities and counties are able to retain the autonomy to spend those dollars in the ways that make the most sense for their residents and not the priorities of state government.
Well, let me ask you this. In response to that, Representative Madison, in exchange for this additional revenue that's flowing to local governments, or that will additional revenue that will flow, do you support making them institute new cost-saving measures or other ways to tighten up their spending?
So I think that the city has been making the city and the county, specifically in Milwaukee, have been making astronomical choices to you know, do cost savings measures, not because, you know, because we have to, right? Mm-hmm. We've been in a deficit, approximately a $10 million deficit every year, ever since 2010. And that means that, you know, with that loss of revenue, you know, we have to make choices, tough choices. I think that realistically, we're getting to a point where there aren't many more cost-saving measures that can be done. We actually just need the ability to generate more revenue in ways that's meaningful, right? Other cities of our size have so many levers that they can pull to generate more revenue, and we don't. So this is a step in the right direction, not necessarily asking us to figure out more cost-saving pathways, because we're already doing that work, but ensuring that we're getting a better quantity of revenue in which we produce for the state, because we produce a large sum of the GPR for the entire state as the city and as the county.
Milwaukee Representatives Darren Madison, Ryan Clancy with us as we talk about state politics through the lens of the Socialist Caucus. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Representative Clancy, you said you wouldn't be a party of two for long. Do you have any new Democratic recruits 2 months into your first session?
I don't want to tip our hand yet, but certainly there are many folks who are looking at, the socialist policies that have already passed in Milwaukee County, the ones that we're advocating for at the state level, and looking at that as a viable path forward and a way to address not just common sense policy, but kind of an attempt to change the system behind it. And I think we're going to see some traction soon.
Representative Madison, what issues do you want to push the Democratic Party further left on? Where do you see you wanting to move the party?
Yeah, I mean, as it relates to bolder investments and off-ramps for young people in our youth justice systems, actually fighting, I'm hoping to fight for pathways to ensure young people have year-round employment opportunities, as, you know, our economy is facing, as our communities are facing, you know, several layers of issues. Young people are moving into the workforce at younger ages. And I don't like that some folks are introducing policies that, strip away child labor laws, right? I'm interested in, you know, getting my colleagues to explore issues that are near and dear to my heart, like opportunity youth, like bold investments and offerings to our youth justice system.
Do you think you can be effective passing legislation or getting movement on legislation as a two-member caucus?
I do. I do think that we can be effective. Just like every other legislator, in the Capitol, right? We are all carrying the mantle for our districts, and we have to think collaboratively how to work on behalf of all Wisconsinites. I believe that there are inroads as it relates to certain issues as opposed to others, and I think that folks are willing to make that, you know, put that hand forward and collaborate.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Milwaukee Democrats Darren Madison and Ryan Clancy, they're members of the legislature's Socialist Caucus. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.